Hello, and welcome to episode 24 of the Disconnected Gamers Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Sandra, also known as J-Bon. With me, as always...
It's your boy, Mike, son.
What's up? Nothing. Nothing new.
Just a typical Sunday.
Typical Sunday fun. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Sunday fun day.
Super value seats are just $10. Oh, God. I fucking wish I had ever went to one of those monster truck rallies. I really do. Because I never did, and I just missed out. I missed out on the super value seats. Now I think I have to pay like 15. That's bullshit. It is Sunday, May 31st. It's going to be June probably when people hear this, because I probably will post it tomorrow, unless I post it late tonight. But E3 is... days away. Well, it's not days away, but it is.
It's
June 16th. June 16th to the 18th. It's 2 weeks and change away. So I think we're good to make our predictions. And so I basically went and grabbed a couple websites to see what they're predicting, and then but I'm just going to say what I want first.
Just kind of throw out what we want.
Allegedly, through grapevines, the Uncharted collection is probably a thing.
Right. I can see that.
So,
I can see that being announced.
Yeah. So, I mean, and it, again, this is, and so, you know, I'll tell you why I think it makes sense and why I really don't want it. So everybody knows that Naughty Dog always works in two teams. So, you know, they were working... There's a team allegedly had been working on Uncharted 4 while they were finishing up The Last of Us, right? And then that team finished, and now the other team was still working on Uncharted 4, and the other team probably started working on the Uncharted collection, right?
Right.
So that whole timeline got fucked with Uncharted 4 being delayed. So my guess is they're probably like, well, I guess we just have to release this, the collection.
Right. We need a filler.
You know, and it makes sense because what else would they be working on besides The Last of Us 2? And since, I mean, even though Naughty Dog runs a really tight ship, I don't think there's any way they could have kept that a secret.
Right.
There's just no way. So, and with the Last of Us movie stuff, maybe that doesn't seem like it would be a worthwhile idea for them to even bother at the moment, you know?
True. Yeah.
So I think it's pretty safe to say the Uncharted collection is going to be a thing. It and my problem is I hate it and I don't.
Yeah.
I hate it because I'm fucking tired of remasters. But enjoy Uncharted.
Right. Like, here's my thing with remasters: if there's actual new content, it's not, oh, we kind of made it look better. If there's actual new content that they've added, okay, whatever, I'll get it because I want to check out the new stuff. But if it's just, here's Uncharted again, but it looks slightly better, like you said, like I imagine
it'll look way better. I mean, when you look at, like, because I never wanted to go back to The Last of Us on PS3 after playing it on PS4. There's no doubt it'll look fantastic. My problem is, you know, Uncharted 1 and 2, I would definitely go back and play. Those I have not played long enough in enough time has passed that I'm like, okay, I'll go back to them. Uncharted 3, The Last of Us, absolutely not. I just don't feel, I still don't feel like I want to go back and play it again. Even the multiplayer. Like, it's just, it hasn't been enough time, you know? So that's my whole feelings on that. And so,
oh, yeah, I agree.
It's like, it'll give me something to pass the time. The only problem is that I would love for Uncharted 1 to have multiplayer. But it isn't going to. And it would be fine if they did it like a Master Chief collection, where you play playlists of all the games. Like, they're all in one thing.
Oh, not so much. Like, yeah, I get you.
Like, I'd be okay with that, where it's not like I just have each game separate, like... If you can do it in a way where they're all, like, literally integrated, and so, like, I can just hit a playlist of Team Deathmatch, and it'll cycle between, like, Uncharted 2 and 3, you know, that'd be fine.
Right. Yeah.
Who knows?
We'll see. That's what I'm saying. If they do something like that, then cool. I'll probably get it then, because it's something different.
Yeah.
At least the first game, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, I never beat the second or third, so I guess.
Really?
Reason, yeah, I never beat them. You I played beat the first them. One. Yeah, I played them, but I never beat them.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I the first Uncharted 1 came with my PS3 when I got it for Christmas okay. years and years ago.
Bundle?
Or and then, yeah, it was a Christmas bundle at Costco. Nice. And so I played that. That was when I got Gamefly, and I had Uncharted 2 for like 2 months. Beat it, played it online, whatever. And then I sent it back and never bought the game.
Because
I was done with it, you know?
Right. No, yeah.
And which was different, because if I had bought the game, I never would have gotten rid of it. But it, because I didn't own the game, and I was like, whatever, I'll move on to something else.
Yeah.
Off it went. And then I bought Uncharted 3 when I had my wisdom teeth out. And that was what I played during my wisdom teeth healing days.
Nice.
So that's my Uncharted thing. My other Naughty Dog related E3 prediction is they'll give us a playable demo of Uncharted 4.
I imagine, yeah.
Like, I don't want them to do one of those by God of War Ascension, and you'll get a demo of it.
Oh, you'll get it. Oh, no, yeah.
Because I think that was dumb, but...
Like, release an actual technical demo.
Yeah, like, it was good for Sony's Santa Monica, but...
Right.
Because they probably sold a ton more copies, but
right.
I don't think it's a good idea. Because I don't.
No, I don't think either. Plus, most people like you played it at PAX, so it's not like you needed to get God of War Ascension to play it again.
And the demo was way shorter.
Yeah,
we got to do way more stuff in the PAX demo than we did in the other one.
Damn. I guess I didn't want to give away too much then.
Yeah, like in the PAX demo or the PAX demo. Or rather, did you play the Ascension demo?
Yep.
Okay. So you know how you like started outside the walls of Boston, and then you go in, and you go through that room, and you got to kill those clickers, and then that's it. You kill the clickers, and then it ends. Okay. In the PAX demo, you killed the clickers, then you moved that fucking box at the end. You went through that room, then you went through the fucking subway.
Oh, damn.
You went through the whole subway, got out, and then went into... the part where it goes to the cutscene where you're ratcheting the garage door so that it opens really fast, and then you jump in, and then it closes. That cutscene. That's when the demo ended. So you got to you got to play. It was a half hour demo, right? You got a lot of stuff, a lot more content than the demo they gave with God of War Ascension, which I thought was disappointing.
Yeah, it was more of a teaser demo than it was like here's a piece of the game.
Yeah, like you didn't get to experience a lot of the combat, I think. Because there were so many clickers and runners in the subway. Plus you got the shotgun. You know, you got to experience with, you know, bombs and things like that. Because like crafting was a thing.
Dang, yeah. So I don't remember crafting in the Ascension demo.
Yeah. So... yeah, that's what I want. I want an Uncharted 4 playable demo. And I'm just assuming that the Uncharted Collection is a thing, and it's not good or bad. It's just kind of indifferent, but I'm going to play it out. Like, if it's got something worth having, like some sort of revamped multiplayer, then maybe I'll jump on it. But otherwise,
more solid Last of Us-style multiplayer. Yeah. How crisp and...
Yeah. Like, my thing is if they were like, it's the Naughty Dog Collection, and it was like... a remastered, you know, Jack, remastered Ratchet and Clank, remastered Uncharted 1, and then, like, something else.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, all right, you're giving me a bunch of stuff. It's really a collection.
Yeah.
I'm on board. Cool. Probably isn't going to happen.
No.
So that's that.
Right. Any other Naughty Dog type predictions? Or
no. I don't think that it for Naughty Dog? What else would they do, you know?
I mean, unless so.
It's a more Project Morpheus version of The Last of Us.
Sony got the rights to Crash Bandicoot, hand that off to Naughty Dog.
Yeah.
If they don't do the Uncharted Collection, bring back Crash Bandicoot while the other team's working on Uncharted 4.
Yeah, there was something that I found a while ago. Maybe you sent it to me. It was on Reddit or something, and it was the Crash Bandicoot Will Return screen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking someone just made that, though. I was like, here you go, Internet.
Well, no different than the people who were making all the Super Smash Brothers things.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, for the new challenger.
That's true.
So.
Yeah.
Fallout 4.
I hope.
I'm pretty sure at this point.
Someone we were talking to said it was legit, I thought.
The leak, my whole thing was, if it wasn't their ace in the hole for E3, they would never have been so pissed about the guy who leaked that he was working on it, you know, on LinkedIn. There's no way. It would had to be the thing they had been like, hey, everybody shut the fuck up about this, okay?
Yeah.
Don't even talk to your goldfish about it, okay? Because I don't trust your goldfish.
Yeah.
You know?
Come kill, bitch.
I don't see them being so pissed about that leak if it isn't like the big thing that they're going to do. So I think Fallout 4. I think everybody's probably right. It's going to be in Boston.
Right.
Cool. I've never actually played a Fallout game, so I'm actually really excited for this one because for me, this is a new thing, you know? It would be a legitimately new IP for me, even though Fallout 4 is not a new IP. But like for me, it's a new game on the PS4 that I can play.
Something you that's got dived into.
That's got a lot of substance to it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I was never a big Final Fantasy person, so putting Final Fantasy on console didn't do anything for me.
Right.
So that's that. But yeah, so I'm excited to hear about Fallout 4. And then as far as Microsoft goes, I think Microsoft's probably going to be the victor. I think Microsoft's going to win E3. That's my prediction overall, is I think Microsoft will have way more first-party things that Sony isn't. Unless for whatever reason Sony has literally just been playing everybody a fool. It just doesn't seem that way because we haven't heard anything about any of these first-party studios.
Nope.
It's like Sony Bend and Guerrilla, are working on something, you know, and it's been said that every studio is working on something. So, hell, even Sucker Punch could be like, hey, new Infamous or an entirely new IP. I think they'd do well to do another Infamous, but even if it's just like a slightly different story. It's just, I don't know what, like, I don't, there's not enough stuff swirling in the ether that Sony could really have.
Right. Unless they throw out an official date for Kingdom Hearts.
Right.
Kingdom Hearts 3, official date for that. Well, I guess that's not really an
exclusive. Square Enix. Yeah. But if they had it first.
That's true, yeah.
You know, because they did Battlefront, and they did, the next Call of Duty, Black Ops 3.
That's true,
you know, they bought the rights to have that first. That's fine. If you told me Kingdom Hearts 3, you know, first quarter 2016, exclusively on a PS4 or launching first on PS4, I'd be like, all right, I'm into it, you know. But
it's true.
I'm just gonna go ahead and read some things from this website. High snobiety, I guess. I don't know. 10 things we're hoping for at E3 2015. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It doesn't. By staff. Okay. Okay. Well, thanks, staff, for the thing. Number 10, Gears of War. Because the rumor about the remake of Gears of War. So, it obviously, Cliffy has no part in this. It's completely separate.
Because
he's not with him anymore. And speaking of Cliffy, he said they don't have anything at E3. They're not there yet. So Project Blue Streak is going to be whatever until he's ready. My guess is he'll probably do something, you know, at PAX.
Right, yeah.
Or if it's play, like, I think it's PC only, so at this point in time, so whatever it, whatever,
so whatever
the next day. Whatever the next big event that would be that has some PC focus, because E3 doesn't really have a PC focus, but they're actually bringing in more PC stuff for this year.
Nice.
So let's see. Yeah, so 10, they want Gears of War should steer the series in a new direction. Blah, 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 blah. Number 9, Uncharted. Long 4 years. Can't wait to see more gameplay footage. There's also rumors that they're planning to re-release the original trilogy. Blah, 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 blah. 8, more Naughty Dog releases. Let's not forget The Last of Us. Something, something, something. Okay, whatever. And then, let's see, number 7, Oculus Rift, Morpheus, and Microsoft HoloLens. They want to see stuff about that. Everybody's VR tech, you know?
Right.
My problem with VR tech is I think that it's going to be way cost prohibitive. I think it's going to be...
Oh, yeah,
I think
for
it's
sure.
Gonna, like, if they told me it was $200 to buy the thing, I'd be like, okay, no.
I'm good. Which I'm imagining that's probably what it's going to be for like a...
Like, and that's... How cheap so, like, could you make it anyways is my thing. Like, how much cheaper could it get, right? It probably has to be no less than $200. But my problem is I'm going to pay $200 and it's going to have, like, nothing out for it, right? I mean, unless there's some big reveal and everybody's been making VR stuff, which I just doubt, there's going to be no games for it. It's going to be like the Virtual Boy.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
And I don't... Well, don't
wouldn't it
want
just
it.
Be games that have a set feature for the headset then?
Sure.
Like they could.
I don't know how it works. I honestly don't.
I saw some kind of demo thing someone did with GTA 5, so
yeah.
I'm assuming
like I think
whoever
I think
patch it in.
Given the tech, the Morpheus would probably be the lowest on the totem pole. I think the Oculus Rift is probably going to be the best. Because if I had to order them, I'd say Oculus is probably going to be the best because they're kind of like, they were like the pioneers in it. So they've had the longest time to work on it and they're pretty much strictly working PC.
Right.
I would then say Microsoft's HoloLens and it's tough. I want to say Microsoft could be the best because they could throw as much fucking money as they wanted at it and it wouldn't matter. Like they could be like, let's throw $500 million at HoloLens. Right.
Right.
They could if they wanted to, but I don't think they're going to. I think they have the money to develop the stuff, but because they don't really make games for PC, they've got to outsource that to other people, right? And otherwise, it would just be Xbox One stuff. So I wonder how that kind of stuff will work. So I would say if I had to pick, it would be like Oculus, HoloLens, Morpheus. You know, because at least... Like, Microsoft has the money where Sony has the games and the development, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Microsoft owns Rare, and maybe Rare's making a HoloLens game. I fucking doubt it, but it just doesn't seem like Sony's gonna kill it with Morpheus. I don't really think any of them are. I think it's just different.
It's just like a phase, I guess. Well,
no, I'm sure that's the way it's gonna go. I just right. don't... I don't think...
Well, I mean, in like a like the whole like Wii motion bowl crap, you know, people got into that for a while, and then it's like, okay, whatever, no one cares about motion anymore. Let's switch it up.
Well, a perfect example was Skyward Sword. Nobody liked it because it was all about the motion and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a great way to ruin a game. You know,
right? Yeah.
Don't put your biggest franchise in the wheelhouse of VR. And then hope that somehow it's going to not make people be like, I'm not into this. Or sure, I'm not going to spend the money on the tech to play this game. And then the franchise falls apart because of that. And that's the problem is like your big draw is a big franchise. Because if like Uncharted 4 was VR only, I'd be like, well, crap.
Right.
I'm not going to get to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to buy it. I wouldn't buy it. I just wouldn't. So.
Yeah, that's true.
But, all right, let's move on. Number 6, Half-Life 3. And effectively, they're just saying, hey, can we just hope?
Yeah.
Can we expect an announcement at this year's E3? Probably yeah. not, but we can carry on dreaming. Fair enough. That would be probably huge. They have two number 6s, because 6 is Half-Life 3, and then 6 is Star Wars. DICE is working on Battlefront, and Visceral is working on an unannounced Star Wars game.
Hmm.
So, okay, cool. 5, Final Fantasy 15. I got to see some gameplay of that at PAX. It's pretty cool.
Sure. probably should. Yeah,
I might. I mean, this is this one. I might. Same deal, right? You know, it's a new game on a console that's going to be here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I might check it out. I'm not going to buy the other one so I can get the demo. I'll just go all in on this one and whatever.
Oh, I'm sure they'll release the demo for free here soon anyways, so.
Yeah.
So it's not like, yeah. It's not like you have to buy the game to play it.
Okay, so number four, Activision. Only major IP released by Activision in recent years has been Destiny. Can they carry on with the hype train? Probably. Expect new announcements for DLC on Destiny. Love to see a brand new game.
Destiny 2.
Yeah, the search for more Guardians.
Yeah. Motherfucker, finish first one. God damn it.
Number three, Halo 5.
Yeah. There's no doubt they're not gonna show Halo.
Yeah.
Three, so. That one shouldn't even put that one on there.
Yeah. Number two, Nintendo. There's a new Zelda game next year.
Oh, yeah.
New Lilat Wars. What other IPs haven't they touched? A new Metroid, new F-Zero. Could we see... Oh, the Wii U also needs a new Mario release. Could we see a Super Mario Sunshine 2? That would be good. That might make me buy a Wii U on the spot.
I've never played the Sunshine series.
Sunshine's really good. I mean, I love Super Mario Galaxy. Like, it's in my top 10. It's,
I think 2's on the Wii Store thing, whatever, on the Wii U.
Yeah, like,
check it out.
I really, really, really dig Super Mario Galaxy. I think it's a fantastic game. Oh, it's starting to rain again. Back catalog of previous generation games they haven't released yet. With the announcement of N64 and Wii titles for download at affordable prices, could see revival of some classic titles.
That'd be sweet.
Working on integrating games with mobile devices, blah, 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 blah. How long will it be until they unveil a new console because of poor sales on the Wii U? And then number one, right? The numbers are right. Yeah, 2-1. Okay, Nintendo, Bethesda is number one. Anticipation never changes. This is their first ever E3 press conference. So, you know, they want Fallout 4. Agreed. You know, we know we're going to be seeing a new Doom title, but could we also see a new Dishonored game? What about Prey?
Prey 2 never saw the day of light.
Nope. Yeah, I mean, I agree with the Fallout 4. I don't give a shit about Dishonored.
Dishonored was good. I never, you know, finished it, but I liked it.
I think I have it for free, but...
Yeah, on PS3, yeah.
I think I even got it for free on Xbox, too. Games with Gold.
Oh, yeah, I think it was.
Or it might have been Thief, because both of those games to me are the same. Thief.
Yep, Super Galaxy 2.
So that's high snobiety. What do you think?
Some of that list I like, especially Fallout 4 and some new stuff from Nintendo. I would love to see new stuff from Nintendo, or not even new stuff, like just, you know, more downloadable 64 games and stuff like that, more stuff from the library.
What's available now?
Cool.
Are any of the rare games available or no?
I think Donkey Kong 64 is on there.
Oh.
And some of the, I think the first three SNES Donkey Kongs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're going to add GoldenEye, or does Rare not own that IP anymore?
No, I think Rare owns it.
Rare still owns it. Okay, so if they
did,
I think
because that's why Rare made Perfect Dark. Conker's Bad Fur Day. I assume they must own the IPs.
Hosting, yeah.
Or the whatever Conker Reload Live and Reloaded, I think is what it was called. So my assumption is they must own those IPs, and that's why Nintendo never did anything with them. You know, when was the only time you see Donkey Kong is Super Smash Brothers.
That's true. Because like the last Donkey Kong game was that Tropical Freeze.
Yep.
Game or something like that.
Yeah, like maybe DS, maybe something on DS.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, like remakes or D-makes, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely do want to see Fallout 4.
But, I mean, anything else like wild, crazy out there, left field? Like, if they said, if Microsoft was like, they started with, like, just any Bond line, like, do you expect me to talk? Ha ha ha, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die! And then it was like GoldenEye remastered. I think I might...
People would flip.
...camp outside Shit. GameStop until it was released. Like...
That'd be pretty sweet. Didn't they remake GoldenEye, I thought, though?
They remade,
Or not GoldenEye,
they
but,
just
like...
remade, like, the Bond games, like...
Yeah.
They, like, took from all like... of them.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. There was, like, a story thing or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so you want Fallout 4, you want Nintendo.
For sure.
What do you want from Sony?
See, I don't know, because I'm not really interested in a new God of War. Obviously Uncharted, so... Yeah, I don't really know. Besides Uncharted, I don't know, because I'm not too interested in another God of War.
Right.
What other exclusives do we have on there?
Would you play another Infamous?
Infamous would be sweet. I'd do that. I mean, not that it would need it, but the way they described Second Son before they released it, it sounded like it was going to have co-op. So some kind of multiplayer co-op, you know, thing would have been pretty cool.
Right. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people said Second Son was short, so...
Yeah, it was. I remember the... Or me and Sam had bought it the day before release, and then I was like, cool, I'm going to come home and play at work. Midday at work, Sam's like, yeah, I already beat it. I'm like, are you serious?
Hmm.
He was like, yeah. I'm like, god damn it. Well, shit. But I mean, it was still a great game. It just,
right.
Yeah, you could beat it within a few hours. But at the same time, I was like, well, did you actually do everything, though? He was like, what do you mean? I was like, did you actually go collect everything and any kind of side mission stuff? He was like, well, not really. He just kind of played through the whole game.
Right. You know, did whatever story mode he was in, whether he was good or evil, basically.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I was like, okay, well, then whatever. I'm just going to play on the hardest mode or hardest difficulty and just kind of slowly take my time. But yeah, another Infamous would be sweet. Mm-hmm. So Fallout Infamous. Said, don't care about God of War. Obviously Uncharted 4. And I wish someone... could just pay money to bring back Mega Man, Capcom to bring back Mega Man.
Yep. Yeah, Colin,
I mean, Mighty Number 9, but
well,
that's
Colin,
the closest thing we'll get to
yeah,
Mega
Colin,
Man. But.
Colin from Kind of Funny, Mr. Moriarty, was saying that Mighty Number 9 isn't Mega Man. You know, in spirit, sure, but he's like, it's not.
Right,
the same
yeah,
thing.
No, yeah, yeah. Right.
You know, so because he was saying he wants that to be, you know, brought back. Like a Mega Man 2 or a Mega Man 3-esque game.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Like, they stopped with, like, 9 and 10, I think, and that was it.
Well, Mega Man X, Mega Man X1.
No, I mean, like, of the latest Mega Man games that were released.
Oh.
Like, 9 and 10 were the last ones that they released, and then that was it.
Right.
So, yeah. All that stuff. And bring back Mega Man. Capcom, bring back Mega Man. Someone pay them... an insane amount of money to just bring at least one game back. Even if it's a remaster, fuck it, whatever. Just bring back Mega Man. At least one time. And maybe a new Resident Evil, too, from...
well, they're doing Zero.
Capcom. Oh, yeah, the Zero remaster. For... I think they said PS4 and Xbox One, right?
Yep, I believe so.
And probably PS3 and 360.
I kind of wish they wouldn't do that.
Remasters, yeah. Well,
No. Do it for 360 and PS3.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fuck you. No. Get the fucking new one.
Yeah, there's no reason. I had an argument with a friend about that. I was like, there's no reason for devs to waste... not necessarily waste their time, but waste the resources to port it to
an old console.
When they can focus on making, quote-unquote, the perfect game on, you know, today's...
Well, it's just... My problem is you're dedicating people to making it for a console that's not even really the thing anymore. And my thing is they're not the same. Like, developing on Xbox 360 and PS3 is completely different from developing on PS4 and Xbox One. It's not the same. Like, so I'd rather they have a full team working on each console next-gen or a PC version rather than...
Than focused on
yeah
yeah So yeah. Stop with remasters. It's cool, because, I mean, if you never played it on the previous system, fine, whatever, buy it. But if you have, there's no reason that we need it.
I just don't want them to do it. I think it's dumb.
Right. No, yeah. Like, that's... I know we're derailing.
Because my... Well, it's not even... We're not derailing, because, I mean, it's still a worthwhile discussion topic. My problem is, right, is if you make it for fucking 360, you already have to assume we're never going to sell as many copies as we will on next gen, most right. likely, right? That's a fair assumption. Everybody still probably has their PS3 and 360, but most likely, if they have the option to buy between the two, they're probably going to buy next gen, not old gen. So you've got to realize the only people who are buying it on old gen are the people who don't have a PS4, and with PS4 selling like hotcakes and Xbox One catching up, like, it's the number of people who might buy on last gen is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, right? And then you have to use the money sold from the new versions to offset the costs of development on the old one, because there's no way the old one's going to sell enough copies to pay for itself, which right. means stop fucking doing it.
Yeah, exactly, because, like, Mortal Kombat X for PS3 and 360 got delayed again. Which is why I'm glad Rocksteady was like, no, we're not fucking making Batman for the old consoles. We're only making it for the new shit.
Yeah.
Like, we're not... Yeah, there's no point to make it for the other systems.
Yeah. Like...
It's like, stop that
stop
shit.
Stop it, yeah.
Yeah, stop it.
It's done. Sorry. Sorry, everybody. Yeah. Time to move
sorry,
on.
Sorry, not sorry.
Time,
yeah.
time to move on. You know, yeah. you gotta just...
Right.
You just gotta...
If you got the money, fuck it, just upgrade. Just do it.
If you don't have the money, I totally feel you. I know it's I know it's right. like not to have the money. My problem is you can't expect, you know, everybody wants these game companies to do all this great stuff. Well, they can when they don't have to make stupid versions of outdated games that just aren't going to sell.
Right, yeah.
And like somebody can totally prove me wrong and be like XYZ sold more PS3 copies than PS4 copies, whatever. Don't care.
Right.
I can tell you my likelihood of buying a PS3 game that also is existing on PS4 is pretty goddamn slim.
Slim, yeah, exactly.
So, that.
Yeah.
And I feel like everybody else, same deal. I feel like if you have an Xbox One and a PS4, or, you know, either or, and you also have the prior console, you're not going to buy it for that. You're not going to buy a 360 game when it comes out on Xbox One.
And this was a cross-buy thing? Sure, whatever. Now you have it on both.
Now you have it on both, but that's
it. It's not... Why would you buy it for the previous
and
one?
Guess what? Every cross-buy game I have, I never play on PS3. I play it on the Vita, but I never play it on PS3.
There's no point. Yeah. Why would you want to go back to a previous system to play a game that's better on the one you have now?
Exactly.
But
exactly. Man. You do the math. Doesn't even matter. I'm on another website. trustedreviews.com, except this thing says what we'd like to see, and it's just a fucking list of all the
I don't trust anyone.
The conferences, so I don't even it's just telling me when all the conferences are happening, so I'm confused as to exactly
how's that a prediction. Yeah,
yeah, this isn't a, like I gotta I'm trying to see nope, this is a quote from somebody at Microsoft. Wait. Aaron Greenberg, U.S. marketing head for Xbox, started off the trail of E3 breadcrumbs. Microsoft's taking a different approach. To expect a lot of surprises. We have some ideas to do things different at E3 that we haven't done before. I think we're going to take a little bit different approach to E3 this year. Feel really good about it. Expect us to talk a lot about games, and if you're an Xbox owner, you're going to leave really, really happy in the investment you made. And if you're undecided, you hope at what we look... will be delivered and want to buy an Xbox. Also teased that there will be announcements for Xbox One games that will actually launch before end of fiscal year 2015. Or not fiscal year, but just that calendar year 2015. I think this year coming up, you'll see what'll arguably be one of the biggest holiday lineups we've ever had. You know some of the titles that are coming, but there's definitely more we haven't announced. Let's see. This holiday... In February and this holiday, we already have exclusively Tomb Raider, Forza Motorsport 6, Fable Legends, and Halo 5 Guardians. That doesn't include any other surprises we have internally, but I think it's great. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Xbox boss Phil Spencer's also said that we should have new exclusive IPs. It's going to make it more first party than past years. We will have third party deals. It's just more important to focus on first party, blah, blah, blah.
That makes me wonder then if Microsoft is thinking about Silent Hills then.
Well, yeah, that was, you sent me that link. I got to open it.
Yeah, there's a rumor.
So this
on
is
the internet.
On the internet. Find me on them internets. Comicbook.com.
.com.
Mm-hmm. Jamie Lovett. This was posted yesterday. No, 2 days ago. 29.
2 days ago, I think, yeah.
Silent Hills, the video game project from Guillermo del Toro and Hideo Kojima that has been believed to be canceled, may have found a new lease on life as an Xbox One exclusive title. Let's see. Report comes from YouTube channel The Know, who claims to have received a tip from the same source that informed them of the new cheaper Xbox One model ahead of Microsoft's announcement. Okay, so there's going to be a new cheaper Xbox One model, too. Didn't know that either.
Cool. I'll just wait.
According to the source, well, that explains why they're selling them so cheap. Get rid of the old, get rid of the old stock if you're going to come out with a new one that's less expensive. If it's fucking smaller, I'm going to be so pissed.
I'm just going to fucking wait and get the smaller one then.
Yeah, if that's the case. Like, I don't see a link to that on this. It just, that's part of the thing. Microsoft is quickly pushing through a deal to pay Konami billions of dollars to acquire Silent Hills, hoping the deal will go through in time for an E3 announcement. Removal of the Silent Hills demo may be a sign that something is in the works. If the rumor is true, it suggests the game will see release March 2016.
Damn, that's quick.
Yeah,
but I guess it's not like the game hasn't been worked on, so.
Yeah. If this is so, this is a comment posted by somebody in the chat. It's one person said, "Billions, is Silent Hill worth that much?" I think it could be, because if they're buying the rights to continue to make the games and it's fully exclusive on Xbox, it could be worth billions.
Right. Oh yeah, absolutely. Because you want to capitalize on Sony, or not Sony, but Konami's, you know. Konami and Sony's mistake.
Yeah.
By just letting it go.
So here's another comment. If this is true, I think Microsoft bought the whole Silent Hill and Silent Hills IP because the one game by itself isn't worth that much. Also believe it's possible that MS would have bought the Fox Engine too. The reason why, Konami has said they're done with it, and seeing as Silent Hills runs on it, it'd be a good idea to own the engine too, so this costing Microsoft $1 billion makes sense. That is definitely far more realistic.
Yeah.
If they bought the engine and all the IPs, that gives them the ability to redo Silent Hill on Xbox One exclusively with the new Fox engine, aka people would buy it.
True.
And then, of course, classic dickhead comment following that. Ha 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 ha. No. I wouldn't buy a shitty Xbox, neither will I play this masterpiece on a console. Random amount of spaces with no punctuation at all. All Silent Hills would come out on PC eventually, so fuck you, Microsoft, smiley face. I'll just wait for the next Silent Hill, winky face. Yeah, good luck with that.
Right? Because no one's gonna fucking make it.
Yeah, like, nobody's gonna make it if the fucking the IP is controlled by Konami and they stop making console games. So maybe you'll get your next Silent Hills on mobile.
On mobile, yeah. Yeah, it won't be the experience you want.
Microsoft buying it is probably the best thing that could happen to it if Konami is truly getting out of the game.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because who else has the money to buy it? Sony probably is not going to put that much money into it. And again, Microsoft is the company that can literally throw whatever amount of money. Like, I remember having this conversation with a person at PAX Prime 2 years ago. And he was like, he worked for Microsoft and he was talking and he was just like, yeah, he's like, you know, we were doing some project and they were just like, you know, we were like putting everything together and we're doing the math and we're like, we're going to need like this much money. And they were like, okay. He's like, and we were like, wow. So then they got they were working on this project and I don't know what it was, but obviously it must have been good enough that they didn't, or they just don't care. And he was just like, yeah, he's like, we literally just, we're working on this project, and we're like, we need this much money. And they were like, okay. And we had it.
Wow. They're obviously not hurting.
That's the thing. Microsoft isn't hurting. Yeah. Like, the Xbox division, I think, doesn't really make I think it makes more money than it used to. But right. I think it initially ran at a loss, but because Microsoft just has so much money because everybody uses Windows and the rest of their infrastructure is so lean, they can just throw tons of money at it and see what happens. And that's the one advantage that Microsoft has over basically every other company. I mean, Nintendo, I remember Colin Moriarty had said something about them, they're not hurting, but they're hurting.
They're not nervous, but they should be nervous.
Well, it's not even so much that they're nervous that they should be nervous, but they have this huge backlog of shit that they can at any point re-release or release again in a new version, and people will buy it. The problem they have is that they release consoles that nobody buys, right? And the DS makes tons of money. Everybody has a DS. So they don't have the problem is the actual console versus the handheld, right? If they stop making Wii U's, they wouldn't really be that affected. It's the DS that's hugely successful. But they could easily be like, oh, we're going to bring back all these Nintendo franchises, or we're going to start releasing all these games. They could do that. They could be like, we're going to release one Nintendo game from these franchises every single year. So you won't necessarily get two Star Fox games every year, but you might get Star Fox, then Donkey Kong, then Metroid, then Zelda, then Mario, then, something else, because they have so many franchises. They could do that. They should do that. The problem is developmental wise, probably doesn't take. They probably can't do it in a year. Probably or maybe they not. Could. I don't know. But I just wonder if they're not capitalizing on their library when they could.
When they could, yeah. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like most companies, they look at what they have and they're like, would people want that? I don't think so. There's not a high demand for it. And I don't think it's not that there's not a high demand. It's just they're not. I don't think sometimes they're actually looking, even though they say they are. Because most companies could say, oh, we have our people search this and that to see what people like. I feel like they only see the negative. So, maybe. If they're in a meeting, they're like, oh, we should make a new Metroid. Let's see what people want. And then they'll see maybe 10 people be like, fuck that. We don't want a new Metroid. They're like, okay, never mind. We're not going to make it. We're not going to do it. I feel like that's what some companies do with their old IPs.
It's possible.
Like, oh, there's not a high demand, just no one wants it.
Well, the problem is everybody's already doing it, right? We're flooded with remasters. So maybe they're just like, we shouldn't.
That's true. Let's not join the trend. Let's do something new. Let's change it up.
So,
they don't even have to make a collection remastered. Like, just make a new game under that series,
Star Fox 4
is what I'm saying. I don't want a remaster of. Yeah, I don't want a remaster. Just make a new one,
right?
Which I think there is going to be a new one.
There is going to be a new Star Fox. I'm just saying in general, the 3DS. The first round of games it had were N64 games. It was Star Fox 64, 3DS, Super Mario 64, these games. There were still tons of different games. I think what they need to do, though, is more stuff like A Link Between Worlds.
Oh, yeah, like spiritual sequels to...
Yeah. Or spiritual... it's a spiritual remaster because it's effectively the same game, but they put a twist on it. They did something different with it, but it is still, A Link to the Past, but it's not A Link to the Past because it's A Link Between Worlds, I think that they could do.
It's true. I agree.
I would buy I still haven't bought a 3DS, but I really, really, really do want one. My problem is I just don't like to spend my money because I usually have to spend it on things like gas and food.
Things that you actually need.
Things that I actually need. When I have tons of video games and stuff now, I'm just like, which is my whole problem with the computer. My whole problem with buying a computer.
Yeah.
Because I
buy this, but...
Well, it's like, I could buy this, but then I'm always like, then am I going to not have money later? And the other problem is, like, you know, everybody always says, like, and I think we've had this discussion more than once on the podcast. Building a computer is always your best bet, right? You can get the best bang for your buck. Except, you still will end up spending just as much, if not more, on, like, a prefab computer. It's just yours is going to smoke that computer. And when you just say, well, then I'll spend, like, the same amount as a prefab, you don't get the same bang for your buck. You know? That's my problem. Like, yeah, there's people who are like, oh, there's $400 builds, there's $500 builds. Yeah, usually those builds don't include an operating system. So throw another $100 on there. And don't be like, oh, you can get it off torrent thing, blah, blah, blah. No, I don't steal shit, okay? I pay for it. It has to have an operating system. A prefab computer at $400 has an operating system.
Exactly.
And it's not, and like, if you're going to be like, oh, well, then just spend $300 on a computer and spend $100 on the OS, like, then the computer is literally identical to what I was going to buy anyways. And sure. I have a warranty of buying it from a company rather than buying the parts and assembling it myself.
Right. Exactly.
So I run into that dilemma because I can buy, like, a cheap computer and then put, like, some upgraded parts in it. Like, I can get a better video card. I could swap out the hard drive for, like, a faster one. But I could also just, like, buy a low-end gaming PC, which would be the Alienware Alpha. And it's, like, $440, $450 on Amazon. And the advantage to the Alpha, which is honestly my biggest pro, is it's so tiny.
Right.
I don't have a lot of space, and getting a computer that is super, super small is ideal.
Right, it's true. You don't need something bulky. Like, I don't need a big gap, because
otherwise it's like I can spend, like, roughly the same amount of money and get a tower, but I don't really have a place to put it. So it's like,
Like,
I don't want to do that. And, like, the Alienware Alpha would actually almost be perfect because I could put it behind my TV on my bureau and literally run it off my TV instead of actually having to set it up on my desk a PC, right? Because I still have my laptop.
Basically have it set up like a, what's it called?
Like a Steam machine, like a whatever. Yeah. That's what I'm toying with right now, because I could put it on my TV and that would ultimately give me the best experience anyways, because then I get to play my games on a big, nice TV.
Because then you could stream better, easier to stream and all that.
Right, and then I could, and I assume that machine, the Alienware would be, the Alpha thing, would be capable of streaming anyways, because it is still Windows 8, so I could still run PC apps, so I could still run OBS, and it's got a 2 gig dedicated card, so,
there you go. You
know, that's my thing. I'm just, like, looking at it, like, it's gotta be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I read some reviews, and people were like, eh. You know, it can run most games on, like, medium to high, and I'm like, what the fuck? That's perfect.
Right, yeah.
That's I'm not the person who's like, if it doesn't run at 300 frames per second, then everyone can die. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just want to play the game and not have it. Works. Yeah. Like, I'm in the beta for We Happy Few, which is Compulsion's new survival horror-ish. It's more like survival adventure, but...
Yeah, I think I saw the trailer.
It's almost unplayable on my computer. It's on the lowest settings, and it is still choppy. Like, it's... I don't know why I didn't think about it at the time when I got into the beta. Like, why I'm not shocked. Like, it is a really, really intricate game, and obviously when you're in beta, or alpha, really... It's not optimized at all. So, like, I don't even know if it would... I don't know if it would ever run on my MacBook in Windows, because I don't have a... It's an integrated card. It's a 13-inch, and the 13-inches don't get dedicated cards. So, I don't think it would ever run on my computer optimized, but it certainly isn't going to run unoptimized. But I've been playing it. I've been, you know, checking out the forums, seeing what people have to say. Because basically, they literally were like, "Here's the beta, figure it out." Literally, that's it. That's it. They didn't tell you anything else, which is cool and also really, really frustrating. Because I just end up wandering around and getting attacked by people, and then beating them up, and then dying. I like accidentally, yeah. I didn't know this until I went to the forums and read this, but they'd put in like an update so that, cause I guess maybe before you used to be able to walk on the water and now like the second you touch the water, you just die. So like I was like walking like right along the edge of the like water and like I just like I must have like just came like that close to like the clipping layer or whatever and just like boom dead and I was like what did I do? So and then I read like there was a thing about like you can't, you know, no more Jesus mode or something like that because I guess people must have been walking on the water, which I thought was funny, but but that's it's cool. I'm excited for what the game is, and unfortunately, I don't think it's coming to console first. I think it's going to be PC first, then console. Whereas, okay, like Contrast was like kind of on all of them. I think it was on PS4 and PC, and I think it was on Xbox too. But
I think so.
That is definitely something I'm excited for, but that's like part of my problems. Like, I without like a really nice PC or even just like a basic entry level gaming PC, like I'm limited for the certain things I can do, especially streaming wise. Right, yeah. And I'd love to start. I mean, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'd love to start streaming more PC stuff, but like PC I can't stuff. Stream and play the games. Like my computer is just not.
Yeah.
It doesn't do it's very bad. Well, you know, unless they're simple games. Like even Counter-Strike, definitely. Makes my computer hiccup.
Really?
But like, you know, other games, not so much. But so that's the thing. So it's like, you know, if you're listening and you have an Alienware Alpha, let me know what you think. Twitter me at the DG Cast or Twitter me on my regular account at So After I Said. Let me know. I'm curious. It's the problem is it's so cheap. I gotta give it a shot.
Right. Exactly.
I'm a gambler. I got to take the risk. I got to take the gamble, right? I got to just be like, well, it's cheap, you know, and everyone's like, Alienware, it's just like Apple, whatever, man. It's cheap and it has all the stuff in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to be waiting for the message where you're like, yeah, I caved. I bought it.
I'm getting close. I got to buy some.
That's what I'm waiting for.
So, okay. So we'll call, we're going to call the episode of like, anything gaming related right about there. And I'm like doing a chop motion with my hand and nobody can see it. And we're just going to talk shit for like a little bit. So the speakers in my brother's car got blown out. Like, but only the passenger side, like the driver's side. It's a regular cab truck, right? So it's got two speakers on the top of the dash and two speakers in the doors, you know, one on each. And that's it. So, and somehow both speakers on the passenger side are blown out. And I know how this happened. My brother and my sister, because we had this discussion about how everybody kind of shares cars. You know, you're listening to your music, you pull into the driveway and you're like, gonna listen to the end of the song, kill the car.
Right.
But you didn't lower the volume.
Oh,
so the next fucking person who starts that car is going to blast the speakers with whatever's on.
Mm-hmm.
That blows out speakers, FYI. That tip is free.
Yeah.
Tip is free. That one's on the house. First one's free. So pretty sure that's how the speakers got blown out. Because the thing's got 200,000 miles on it, and up until they started using it, like sharing that vehicle more, the speakers were fine. So I was like, to my brother, I was like, hey, I need $40. And he was like, why? And I was like, well, $40 gets me like speakers for the car and like $5 or $10 for my trouble, depending on how cheap I can get the speakers.
Right.
And he was just like, I'm on board with that. Here's $40. And I was like, okay, cool. I was like, do you have Amazon Prime? Because I don't. He was like, yes, I have Amazon Prime. And I was like, all right, do yourself a favor. Keep the $40, buy the speakers online. And I sent him the link, and he ordered them, so those will be in a couple days. And then,
because
I've been using the truck a lot because I've been doing yard work every day, or not every day, but a lot, way more than I ever did. I've slowed down, like it's not every day now, because it's been like muggy and rainy, and I don't want to go out when it's like raining and load up a truck.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I've been switching between the two pickup trucks that we have in the family. And so the one that I've been in the most recently is the one with the blown speakers. And it is really, really frustrating because you're like, well, I'll just put the volume up and balance it so it's only on the left. Well, then it sounds like crap. And the other speakers still just make that like staticky shit. So, yeah. Okay. So don't blow out the speakers in your car and annoy everyone else who might be in that car. So I'm getting those fixed. Yeah. And then yesterday I don't know if you saw it, but I was tweeting a bunch of pictures of my air conditioner or the air conditioner at our house. Because it hasn't worked in a long time. It got, like, we had central air put in when our house was built way back when. And, like, like decades ago, this thing got hit by lightning, like, repeatedly. It just didn't, you know, it just didn't work. Used to trip the breaker, blah, 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 blah. And then just went kaput. Stopped working at all. Probably because it was, like, 20 years old. And a couple years ago, we had a friend of a friend come out, and they replaced the outside unit. Yeah, but they only replaced the compressor. They didn't actually replace the housing and all that. So all the wiring and everything is the same. Mm-hmm. So whatever. And it worked for like a good 6 months to a year and then crapped out. And then we could never get them to come back because it was like a friend of a friend and it was kind of like...
Oh, yeah.
So whatever. So they were like... It just never got fixed. And it hasn't worked in ages. And it's annoying because we all had window units and then... Like, we got the thing fixed, and then we sold all the window units, and I was like, we're not going to go buy more window units.
Right.
Because this is, so whatever. So, like, I have one. We have the fans that rotate. My brother bought himself one of the window things. He bought, like, the floor standing thing that you put the vents in the window, though. His room is like a fucking fridge. But, like, even right now, it's really hot and muggy. I refuse to put it in until at least mid-June. Because I don't want to get used to having it cool, and then when it gets really hot and muggy, like, not be used to it. So I refuse to put it in until, like, we're halfway through June, you know, when the going's getting rough.
Right, yeah. Tough it out.
Yeah, you got to tough it out. You got to build up a tolerance to this shit.
Yeah.
So I went outside yesterday, and I was like, I went into the circuit breaker and made sure everything was off first because I don't want to die. So,
yeah.
And don't do this unless you're I'm not a trained electrician, but don't do this because I'm not responsible for anything you do. You do whatever the fuck you want to do. So I killed all the breakers and I went out and I started just taking the thing apart and was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but we're going to figure it out as we go. You know, and I took the panels off and I'm looking at all the wiring and I'm like, okay, because I went to school for engineering for 1 year, which doesn't make me qualified. I've also done a lot of wiring in my car. Again, doesn't make me qualified, but I know what I'm looking for. You know, I know how to spot, like, frayed wires, burnt wires, whatever, loose connections, like that stuff. Anybody should be able to just look at it and be like, that looks like it should be replaced. And then you just replace that identical thing, yada, yada, bing, boom, 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 done. So I pop the thing open, I'm looking at everything, and I'm just like, it all looks old, but it looks fine, right? Like, you can tell the wires are old. But the connectors are clean, everything's connected, everything's tight, and you're like, all right. So then I'm looking at these things on the side of it, and I'm like, those look like capacitors, and they look like shit. They just look awful. And I'm looking at it, I'm looking at the panel from the thing, and this AC unit was manufactured in 1985.
Oh, wow.
So just to make sure everybody's aware, like, the majority of what I'm looking at is probably... 2 years older than me. So I'm like, those don't look like they've been the compressor looks fine. The compressor looks flawless. And you know, all the new fit, you can tell where all the stuff was replaced when they put the new one in because you just it's way cleaner and, you know, everything than all the old stuff. So I'm looking at them and I'm just like, God, these things definitely are old. And there's no way that they still work. Because that's the whole problem. The compressor won't kick on, right? But the rest of the inside stuff, the air handler thing in the house, which is basically what the fans that blow the air through your house, that thing works, or at least it turns on. I know that it turns on and it makes noise. But the rest of it does not. Like, the outside part doesn't just, and a lot, you know, so you do what everybody else does. You go to Google and you'd be like, hey, AC won't start. You know, thing outside right. doesn't kick on, you know, circuit breakers, whatever. You Google, you read all the stuff, and so I've deducted that it is the capacitors. So I'm like, cool. Except they're so fucking old, I can't read anything on them. Like, the print has faded. So I don't even know.
Oh, damn.
So I'm like, all right, well, it's just, there can't be that many of them, right? How many could there be? So you Google it, and you're like, air conditioning capacitors. There's a bunch. There's a lot of them. And I'm like, well, son of a bitch. So now I have to, based on, like, partial readings of what's on these things, take a guess at what...
Oh shit!
At what part goes with what? And like, so I'm reading, and I'm like, well, right. a capacitor is basically like a fuse in a car, right? You know, you've got your, it's just transferring energy and stuff, and protecting things from breaking, you know, overloading, whatever. So I'm just like, well, I was like, you know, what's the worst that happens if I? And I'm like, well, if I put in a low capacitor, it'll just burst, you know, or pop, whatever,
right.
It'll fail.
Right.
And if I put in one that's too high, it won't trip when, or it'll either put too much power to the device, which could short it out because it's getting this huge burst of energy to start it up. So I'm like, well, I'm like looking at as much stuff as I can, part numbers, Googling things, and I've narrowed it down to like two sets of these capacitors that I could buy. And so hopefully by next week, I can provide an update as to whether or not I have resolved the air conditioning caper of 1985. So tune in next week, because if I'm not here next week, it means I died in the process of this. Stay in school.
Oh,
yeah, well, that's the thing, right? Because everyone was just like, just so you know, capacitors hold charge for a long time. So if you've killed the breaker, don't touch them just yet, or like short them out.
Right.
And I'm like, well, how do you short it out? And they're like, oh, just put a screwdriver in between both ends in it. And I'm like, who's holding the screwdriver? Me.
Yeah.
no thanks. So we'll see. But so I turned, like, the power's been off, and I like, I'm hoping by the time, I don't think there's any, there's no juice going through this thing anyways. Cause I was playing with the capacitors, cause they're just, everyone said, they're like, capacitors are generally only good for 4 years. And I'm like, okay, so this thing was supposed to be changed like 26 years ago.
Oh shit.
And,
whoops.
And they said, you know, there's common signs to look at, like if there's any rust, replace it. They're both rusty. If they're this old, replace them. If the unit doesn't do this, replace them. So I'm just like, okay, it's got to be this. And for what it's worth, it's like, they're like, it's like 27, 25, 30-ish bucks, depending on which set I go with. Because there's like two components, and then a third thing that I think I need to replace that I'm just going to replace anyways. And it's like 25, 30 bucks, right? So for 25, 30 bucks, I'll give it a shot. What do I got to lose besides getting electrocuted to death? So that's the thing, right? So that's the thing. That's where we're at with the air conditioner. And then... So, you know, we reconnect with gaming and life here, all right? So we talked about gaming, and then I talked about air conditioners, okay?
Yeah, that's what we do.
That's what we do. So that's your weekly update with J-Bond. You know what grinds my gears? so that's it for me. My usual shout outs.
That's it.
Sarah Joy, at Sarah Joy, at Ziggy Ziggs, and at the PvP Podcast. Sarah and Dave run the PvP Podcast. They're awesome. You should listen to the podcast that they do and check it out. Tell them I sent you, because they do the same for me and Mike, and that's awesome. I'm also going to shout out at E3, which is just the E3 Entertainment Expo. That's their official Twitter. So if you're looking for any updates on the event as it goes, do that. Be sure to tune into all the different press conferences. I mean, we've got another week before this all happens anyway, so I don't really need to like make sure that I inform you all. But do you have any shout-outs, sir?
Not this week. Not this week. No shoutouts for me this week.
No Ultra Girls cosplay?
Well, yeah, I guess shout out to my girls. Give them some love. So, yeah, never mind, I lied.
Is it at Ultra Girls?
For the Twitter, I think it's... They, like, spelled it weird.
It's Ultra Girls Cause.
The full title.
Yeah, Ultra Girls Cause.
Like, I think it's, like, Ultra Girl Cause.
I just Googled it. Yep. So, at Ultra Girls Cause, that's some friends of ours that do cosplay stuff. What's the next thing you guys are going to? Dallas Comic Con or something?
A-Con in Dallas.
A-Con in Dallas.
Next weekend, yep.
Next weekend. I don't know how podcasting's going to work next weekend, though. Because you'll be at the con. I'll be here. And
unless I just record from the room.
We could just do a short one.
Yeah. Get the fuck out. I'm busy.
You guys could record the podcast there and just send me the audio file and I'll put it up on the website.
True.
You could do a live at A-Con. But yeah, so I think that's it. It's fair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that was...
Cover the basics.
That was episode 24. 24. And as always, we will catch you.